Man Crush Monday, that's what we kick off today, because there are so many great men in our communities that we also need to highlight. We are often hearing about men and how bad they are and the bad things that they do. Let it be known that there are too many men out there who are also doing great things. They really are doing great things, and it's time for us to highlight the work that they do as well. I have firefighter Robin Barnes in studio. I met him a couple of months ago at the Cape Town Carnival. We had loads of fun. You were there in a fun capacity. But a firefighter, Yes. This is not just fun and games. Welcome to Hearts.
Good morning, Tracy.
Let's chat a little bit about Robin Barnes, the firefighter. When did you become a firefighter?
I started in the training academy on the 1st of October 2015. So it's just going on 2 years now.
Just about 2 years.
Yes.
Why did you want to become a firefighter?
That's a question I'm often asked, Tracy. There's a long and short, so I'll give you like a medium answer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I always knew that I wanted help. Just help in what capacity, I wasn't sure. I worked for a company just down the road here called Allen Gray for a bit, and in a training capacity. So I thought that was my way of kind of helping. Just training other people, developing them. And then I call it Armageddon happened. My sister passed away and I decided to leave Cape Town for a bit. And I ventured off to Thailand and taught mathematics for 3 years.
Okay.
At a school called Kajong Ketsuksa in Phuket. Became the head of mathematics. And I thought that was my way of giving back. And I thought that teaching would be just the thing I would do forever. I loved it. I loved traveling and the people I met and the personal development that took place. I came back for my mom's birthday and to be a best man to one of my good friends. And then I had a job in Dubai to go and teach as well. And then I met my fiance, Jessica, and I decided to stay here. And then I just looked at my skills that I had. And while in Thailand, I just answered some very deep questions with myself, what I really wanted to do. And that help came up very strongly again. And while sitting in my bed back home, I just thought to myself, Robin, I guess it's time now. You always say you can do whatever you want to do. So what is it that you really wanted to do? You want to help? And I had a certain, I train kind of, I hope, every day. That's what I strive to do.
Yes.
And I always tell my mom, I'm fearless. But so I thought to myself, well, with this fearless attitude and just wanting to help and being in the gym, what is it that my skills best suit? And then I looked back at a book my mom always keeps, going through my grade 1, grade 2, sub A, sub B. And then there it was. It said me in the face, grade 1. What do you want to be when you're older firefighter? And it all fell together.
You're kidding me.
And then, yeah.
And that was it. You made up your mind, this is it. I'm going to be a firefighter now.
I actually had a conversation with two very important people. My girlfriend at the time, Jessica, and my mom. And because we lost my sister, my younger sister, I said to her, Mom, I want to do this thing. And there's obvious inherent danger that comes with being a firefighter.
Of course.
But everyone's in danger every day. You can cross the road and something can happen to you. Hopefully it doesn't, but
very true. We have to be aware of that.
But this job obviously has slightly bigger, if you want to call it, dangers. I said to my mom, look, this is what I really want to do. And if you tell me that, Robs, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that you are in danger all the time. Then I said, Mom, you're the person I care about the most in the world. Then I won't do it. I'll just be happy doing something else. She said to me, Robs, if it makes you happy, go and do it. Then, I worked behind a desk for a finance company. Then I said to my girlfriend at the time, Jess, I want to be a firefighter. I mean, she could have turned around and just laughed and said, Robin, you're crazy. She said, okay, let's do it. And I met Mr. Haskell, that's Platoon Commander Haskell, and Station Commander Smith in the gym one day. And then this was very soon after this whole thing.
So it all kind of just happened. The moment you made up your mind, things started falling into place.
Yeah, I'm very much about like thinking it, saying it, doing it, and then just
the universe
will just do it for you. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And another firefighter friend of mine also said to me, because I applied once and I got denied my first year, and he said to me, don't be despondent. If it's for you, it's for you. And he said to me, I know it's not what you want to hear, Robin, but if it's for you, it's for you. And I tried the second time and I thought, come on, I really want to do this. And they accepted me. And I found out only in the group of guys that and one girl that we were, 43 new recruits, that some of the guys have tried 8 years in a row to get in here. And they were denied 7 years. And then on this eighth time, so these are the kind of people that we have in our community, people that are said, they try and they say, I want to help, but they denied 7 years in the eighth year of trying. They are accepted. So those are the kind of people that we have in this fire engine that are trying to get in to help you. So to those people, thank you very much, you know. And to the guys that have like 30, 40 year service, even if you have one day service, thank you for joining my family and our family and just trying to help you guys.
Robin Barnes, firefighter in studio, and I can't wait to speak to you even more. That was just, in a nutshell, how you got into becoming a firefighter. And like you just said, there's so many people who've been in it for so many years, yet they continue. Those that have been declined and denied for a few years, yet they still keep coming back. And one of the things we want to touch on are some of the challenges that you're faced with on a daily basis.
Yes.
We are talking about, yes, you do go out there and you're going to have to fight fires. That is your life. That is what you sign up for. But then you are having to fight so many other things, the other elements. And that's what we need to speak about after the break. If you have any questions, 0822221049 on WhatsApp. It's Man Crush Monday. Robin Barnes, firefighter in studio, because that's what we're looking at, firefighters and actually just men doing really great things in our community, starting to highlight people doing things and not just standing out there looking great. We want people actually who are promoting so many other things and are actually great role models to so many of our young people in the communities. Robin, just very quickly, there are a few questions coming through. Nou is een van Benita Reuters van Woester wat sê, goeiemôre, ek wil baie graag weet, wat is die kans dat vroue kan inkom by die brandweer? Want ek het al 2 keer my naam ingegee.
Okay.
But as you mentioned earlier on, some people try for years and years and it takes a while. Mm-hmm. And in your team of 44 recruits, were you 44, 43?
Yep, there was one female.
Yeah,
my boy. So this woman's from Worcester, you say?
Yes.
So I don't know. They're different municipalities. I don't know how it works in Worcester, but I can talk about the city of Cape Town for sure.
Yes.
So in my platoon, which is 3 Platoon Molderton, hi guys. I know they're listening, so that's what I wanted me to say to them. So we have 2 women on our platoon. Firstly, senior firefighter Mkhiba, and then we have firefighter Kopi, and they are very, very tiny, but they are packed with it's dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with them. And women are welcome. Certainly, they have the same requirements, obviously, as you can imagine, as the males. And they are women in the fire department, certainly, but it's at the moment a bit of it's overpowered by males.
But it is open to women. That's just the thing.
Course.
It's there. It's open to women. So if you do want to go in there, please, by all means, go one day and go and put in your name.
You can try out on the website. I mean, the city will put out when there are vacancies. And just watch that space. It happens once a year usually. And then, like I said, everyone has the same requirements. We do the same runs, the same lifts. It's the same mathematics, the same English comprehension stuff. Yep.
Do you need all those things as well?
Yes.
Oh, my word. Okay, hold on. Pause right there. Just very quickly, because I'm glad. On that note, 7089, Malvina saying, Tracy, it's a real coincidence that you have the gentleman in studio who's a firefighter. My son, Nathan, he's in grade 8, and he speaks passionately about being a firefighter one day. What subjects should he choose, and how long does he have to study after school?
Okay. So this is, at the moment, the requirements are that he has a matric certificate, and subjects that are advantageous would be mathematics for sure, because there's a mathematics component when you are applying for this career. I don't want to call it a job. It's not.
It's a career, yes.
Yes, for this career. And also there's an English composition, comprehension part. That's in your second week of assessment. So the first week is your physical.
I am looking extremely confused because I need to understand why.
Yes, sure. So my dad actually, he's like a salt of the earth kind of guy. And he was saying to me, not too long ago, he said, isn't it just the wet stuff on the red stuff, you know, firefighting? And us in the city of Cape Town, we call ourselves, we are called the professional firefighters. And it's not just the wet stuff on the red stuff, because sometimes you don't want to be using water. So there's the things we study, and a lot of our guys are now studying fire science. So, I mean, it's a simple case of a pump operator, for example. This guy, if for us at the head of the fire, we're using we call it a branch.
Mm-hmm.
We attack teams. We need, for example, 700 kPa, 700 bars of pressure. But this guy at the pump who's supplying the pressure, he needs to know that this pump can supply X amount of pressure. But because we're going X amount of distance, he's losing X amount of pressure over that distance. Each coupling is another pressure loss due to friction. So he needs to calculate, and very quickly. Things you can't sit there with the calculator.
And figure it out.
So
he needs to know immediately.
Barnes is 10 lengths away. He's two stories up. He needs this. So it happens like this, obviously, because people's lives are at stake here. My life is at risk.
Yes.
And who's ever pumping water for me, he's my brother. So he's going to look after me. And for foam, for example, as well, I need 3% foam. 3% of 18,000 liters. Things happen very quickly. And these guys are sharp, man. And
gosh,
I know it's not something that you think about.
Engineers of a totally different kind. This is like, no, but you are. I think it's something that many of us could just put water on the fire, do something. I mean, I think sometimes a lot of people think that, but it's not. It really is not.
Well, they're not only fighting fire, remember, yes. There's also vehicle extrication. There's hazardous material calls when sometimes there's flames that you can't see that are burning. Or we're going to maybe a drain pipe where a kid crawled into, or dive rescue, body recovery, tons of things. High angle rescue. The people washing windows in the city, those high-rise buildings, they get stuck. The wind pushes them away. Who comes to fetch them? Fire and rescue service. So it's not only the fire things.
It's not only the fire things. Firefighter Robin Barnes in studio. And something you touched on very briefly, you said when the other person's managing the pump or whatever, he's the one releasing the water. However you say it, I'm lost. Anyway, the point is, you refer to him as my brother. This is someone who takes care of me. Yes. And earlier you also said, these are people, they are my family. And on that note, before we say goodbye in just a few moments, we want to speak about that and the things that you also face, which actually has nothing to do with your job. You're actually going out to do your job, and then you are faced with so many challenges. And we want to speak about that in just a few moments before we say goodbye.
Hot FM, Cape Town's beat.
So firefighter Robin Barnes in studio. Just very quickly, you said we didn't entirely go clearly in terms of the subjects that's needed for the young boy to study. But what is it?
So it would definitely be mathematics and English for sure, because that our service is an English service firstly, so we communicate in English. Mathematics for sure. Geography will be very advantageous because we use maps all the time. And then physics, for sure, and also biology because of our the first aid component and our medical that we render, so our medical service. So those, I guess, if I could highlight mathematics, English, geography, physics, biology. But you don't need those. You just need to pass the mathematics test and you need to pass the English test. That's it.
Then the messages coming through, very interesting. People are just on a roll with puns because devastatingly, I'm all about puns. JC Lang, if the studio is lit, it's because of Robin Barnes, the fireman, and he can extinguish the flames. Yeah, I know we're there. Yeah, I know you see we are there. But so many others just saying thank you very much to firefighters, and I take off my hat to firefighters. That's 3206. She says thank you very, very, very much. Now, very quickly, before we say goodbye, we don't have too much time, but this is something we need to touch on.
Yes, please.
You face challenges on a daily basis. You go out, you try to save a life. And then there are things that happen that actually prohibit you from saving lives.
Yes, that's right. So just off air, Tracy and I were talking. It's about the community kind of stoning our vehicles and sometimes pipe bombing our vehicles, petrol bomb. It's when I told you early on, there are guys that have been trying for 8 years to get into the service to render that help and to really help the community, because that's what we ultimately do. And Tracy, before I put on this uniform and become a firefighter, I am just a community member just like you, and a concerned community member. And when you think that the other guys that are, and I don't like to say this, but it's the truth, these guys are literally putting their life on the line to come and help you. And it doesn't matter when you call 24 hours a day, when things go bang in the night, these are the guys that come. There's no Ghostbusters here. The fire and rescue service come. And when we come and deliver service, we don't do it for the thank you. This is a privilege, I believe, and I'm really thankful that I get to do this because I love this. But when we are called out to respond, and the people that we are really trying to help is now trying to hurt us, and they're trying to take things from us, and sometimes they try to take our lives. So if the listeners just listen to this, if you can just, even if you just leave us alone, don't have to say thank you, you don't have to do anything else. If you just leave us to be and let us do what we are trained and professional at, we will help you. But please, my brothers and sisters out there are psychologically, they have to be affected, you know. But the show must go on, Tracy. So just because vehicles are becoming off-run due to whatever reason doesn't mean that the fire and rescue service can now close. So these are the same people that we are trying to keep in the service, because we want to deliver a better service to you guys. And if you just do nothing at all, it would be fantastic. You don't have to help us. You can help us by doing nothing. And yeah, please, these guys, they're my family. And I would do anything to protect my family. And I'm sure you guys would do that too. So if you don't mind, just please don't hurt us, because we're not there to hurt you. We're there to help you guys. And thank you.
So beautifully said. Firefighter Robin Barnes, thank you for taking the time to come and speak to us this morning.
No problem.
Being actually our first Man Crush Monday. It was someone that actually does amazing things in the community. We're using this hashtag to promote great men
and people we can look to be up to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Where can we follow your journey? I know you on social media.
Yes.
I know people can see what it is that you do.
There's I have Instagram, I guess Barnes is here, and it kind of just takes a journey through pictures of what I do and where I go. And family is very important to me. Family is the number one thing. My mom is, and my dad, I call them my Ali. They're the greatest. And my fiance, I can't say thank you enough to her, because like I said to you, she helped me when me chasing this dream. And she could have said, Robin, you're crazy, man. Like, what are you trying to do here? Like, who do you know that's a firefighter? Like, those are those guys, you know? And her just picking up and saying, Robin, we can do this. What do we have to do? And for everything, I mean, every bit of support, every message, she gives me lunch and there's a message, Robin, this is for you. You know, I love you. So to Jess, my support, you are the ultimate. Thank you very much.
Robin Barnes, thank you very, very, very much.